Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, okay, she's here.
Hey.
Okay, what are we live?
She's in freezing cold Atlanta. Aren't they having like a winter storm down there? Oh, the airport.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, are you stuck?
Well, oh, we can't hear you.
Uh-oh.
No, Pablo, we can't hear you. Just straight silence. Just pure silence. Now, you're muted. It looks like you're, now try. Nope.
No. Nothing going on there.
Maybe something in your settings.
Well, the streets are saying they can hear.
The streets can hear, but we can't hear.
I say the chatty house.
Wait, how is that possible?
I don't know.
Hang on. Stand by. Hang on. How is it possible that the stream can hear, but we can't?
I don't get it.
Hold on. Stand by. Let's see. Let me try something. I know what it is, because someone might have been in here messing around with buttons. TK, we got you.
You got me?
Yeah. Yay. No, just a quick note. Stop messing with the computer buttons. No, we're good. We got it. I'm talking to no one in general. Okay. All right.
Good
TK,
to know.
Live in Atlanta.
Good to know.
When you said you were covering the national championship game, we didn't realize you meant, you know, you was just going to be down there, you know, with Ryan Day calling plays.
That's what I'm saying. Goodness gracious.
It's the best, man. I love being on the field. It's so great. I don't know if I mentioned this last week I was on with you guys, but I lost this bet to Eddie George, and I had to wear Ohio State gear. Not only did I have to wear his Ohio State gear, I had to wear Eddie George's jersey specifically.
You looked great in Ohio State gear.
Well,
just to be clear,
you did.
I agree. Actually, it was kind of disgusting. You're like, wow, like crimson, white, and gray, like kind of matches my undertone.
Well, see, here's the other conundrum with that. Like, you guys know this go blue over here, but red is like my favorite color. So yeah, jerseys look nice. The Eddie George jersey was fire.
I'll get you one for
no
Christmas.
Need. But, yeah, they all, I mean, and it's the swoosh, so they always look good. They always look good.
Yeah, it was, and it was one of those, like, high, yeah, obviously, like, he delivered it to me yesterday.
That was
and
fire.
So it was, like, stitched. It was, you know, the best one that you could get, you know. It was a 2XL, so I had to make it work, you know what I mean?
It fit. It was working. Yeah, it fit for, like, Trista, because Trista always has, like, the flare pants or the, you know, the oversized parachute pants. Like, the fit worked. It worked 100%.
It was working. So I had to go with a credential down to the field with this jersey on, which I've never done before, because, you know, it's like going to a Kings game with Kings jersey on as a media member. You're just, like, not really done unless you're Kenny. And
Kings jersey to the Kings game as a media
certainly
member.
Hasn't worn one into the locker room.
So anyway, I'm walking into enemy territory. Well, I mean, they're both enemies. And I'm videotaping Notre Dame cheerleaders just for content. I'm just trying to get as much as I can down there. And I'm, like, close to these cheerleaders, and they're, like, yelling, you know, and I'm like, what are they doing? They're tweaking over there. And they're looking right at me when they're doing their little flips and, you know, they're just putting little moves on it. And I'm like, why are they? And I'm like, oh, yes. Okay. Now it's the Eddie George jersey. So once Ohio State won, it was so funny because it was like I was embraced with open arms. This kid, Jermaine Matthews, he was running around trying to find his hat, and he had this chain that he had his boy put on him. And I'm like, I can't read that chain. What's that chain say? And he's like, I think he said it says lover boy. And the guy goes, what? And he goes, I'm talking to her. And so it ended up being a really fun time. Meta put us up in an awesome media hotel, paid for the whole thing, got us 100-level seats, which, you know, it was the most expensive national championship ever in history. I think the get-in price right before the game was $4,000 just to get in.
That's crazy.
So, wow. Yeah, it was a blast, man. It was a real treat.
Big tech Trista over here. Her Zuckerberg and Elon just
it's just me and Nelly and Snoop selling out the culture for money.
Goodness gracious. Don't forget Soulja Boy. He was out there too.
Oh.
And Soulja Boy.
Mike Tyson.
Soulja Boy, we give a pass.
I think Rick Ross was there too.
And me, give me a pass because I'm also broke.
Hey, I was watching the stories. Great job just taking us through the day. What happened? Was there a fight about to happen at where you were sitting?
Oh, yes. There was this Ohio State fan. So I was there with this kid. I don't know if you guys know him. He used to work for Washington Post, Bleacher Report. He did that Bleacher Report series called Untold Stories, where he was playing pool with some of the athletes, iconic athletes. His name's Master Testifiasen.
I think
how you pronounce his last name.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome dude. So we're sitting next to him. He was one of the ones who came on the trip. And he's Eritrean. There was this other Eritrean kid in all Ohio State gear. And he was just popping off, just loud, trolling, chirping. Mind you, this is the Ohio State section. And for whatever reason, there's like 3-4 Notre Dame fans. And he's just in their face to the point where other Ohio State fans had to tell him, like, yo, tranquilo, tranquilo, relax, buddy. Relax. I'm like, I'm not saying anything disrespectful. I'm not saying anything. And the woman from security came over, and it was bananas. I thought maybe there was going to be a fight, especially considering Notre Dame ended up making a little bit of a comeback and could have made it a 5-point game if they would have ended up hitting that field goal. And boy, oh boy, did things start getting a little sweaty down there. But Master was laughing because he was like, this is how I am when I'm rooting for Arizona State. Just so annoying. My friends are worrying. We were calling him Timu Master because he was like the wish version of Master. Yeah, it was a wild place to be in the arena when this guy would not stop yelling the whole time, would just not stop.
And to think he probably paid multiples of thousands of dollars for that ticket to be there and just yell like that.
Do you, now that everything's finished, we have a champion, the first college football playoff is over, what adjustments would you make, and what adjustments do you think they realistically can make to kind of improve on the college football playoff?
Number one, I think the biggest adjustment you have to make is not giving conference champions a bye. I just don't think that makes sense. You're going to get teams that are better than conference champions, and they're going to get lower seeds like we saw with Ohio State and Notre Dame. And that's why we ended up getting them to have home games. But while Arizona State and Oregon and these other teams were sitting at home, none of the teams that had byes moved on. They all lost, every single one of them. I think making sure that the rankings of the best teams get home games is crucial. You need that warm-up game. All the teams that had home games won their games and moved on past, you know, where someone like Oregon did. So I think that's another one. And I would have every game on college campuses until the national championship.
I think that
would be really fun. I think that the environment would be incredible. And I think students would love it. And it would bring it would inject some more pageantry and excitement and that college football vibe that really gets missed when you start getting into the bowls. Mm. Like, Jerryville is not a great place to watch a college football game. It just really is not. Mercedes-Benz is amazing if you're in the 100 level, in the lower bowl. But once you start getting up to the 400s, it's not nearly as enticing. And there's just no connection to that team. You're in a totally new city. And it's great because you get to travel to a new place and, you know, everybody's kind of excited. But I feel like there's more to the playoffs if we at least get at least another round on campus. Because we never in March Madness have a, like the Pac-12 champion, if they're a trash team, they just happen to win the Pac-12, RIP Pac-12. They're not, they don't get a bye. They're not like a two seed, three seed. What are we doing?
I thought about that too. Sorry, Dave. I thought about that too. When just trying to figure it out too, I was like, man, is there a scenario where they can just have the national championship game being the only off-campus game? I mean, it would destroy the bowl system, you know what I mean? But yeah, I thought about that too, man. I think that's – especially because what do we do? Three rounds of neutral site games? Like, that's a lot. It's one thing if it was like semifinals or just championship, but I think that played into the competitiveness of some of those games as well and some of the energy as well, just being at all those bowl sites – for so long.
Imagine if Oregon, the number one seed, got to at least play Ohio State in Eugene again. Then maybe there's some sort of benefit for us to play them again. Because you look at being the number one seed, who did you have to play? You had to play Ohio State. Then you were going to have to play Texas and then play Notre Dame. So, or whoever was on the other side of that bracket could have been Penn State again. That's a ridiculous path for a team that was undefeated. And I don't know how you fix that, but I think if you are the legitimately best team, you know, for the regular season in the country, you shouldn't have the hardest path to the championship.
So you salty about that Ohio State loss, huh?
Well, this guy.
Well, I'm just pointing out, you brought up Oregon getting beat by Ohio State a couple of times.
I mean, like, we got beat bad.
That was tough.
So think about this. We got beat so bad that I asked Chip Kelly about it. Like, we got beat so bad that me as an Oregon fan couldn't take the Oregon fan hat off. And I'm like, hey, Chip, I'm an Oregon alum. I said it. I'm an Oregon alum. And he goes, my wife's an Oregon alum. I'm like, great. Congratulations to your wife. Why do you do it to us that way? You know, we still think of you as ours. The special moments that I had as a college football fan in college was when he became head coach of Oregon. And everything changed, not just for us, but for college football. And really translated to the NFL, where we have a, like more of a college-style offense being run in the NFL because of Chip. Chip goes from a head coach at UCLA to be an OC at a rival school in the Big Ten and not only whoops us, just absolutely – and I said it to him. I said, you didn't have to American History X us.
Oh,
damn.
You didn't need –
Oh, my God. Man. Did he understand the reference?
I said, you curb stomped us. You didn't feel bad about not taking your foot off the gas? And his response was, did you guys feel bad for me when you beat me four straight times as the head coach of UCLA? No, I don't think so. And that was an unprofessional question.
And the other killer is he still got Jeremiah Smith for – forever, it seems like. I'm already ready for that kid to leave.
And Caleb Downs. They're very good. They're very good. I hope that they just don't find a quarterback, really. He's really good. I'm happy for him. I'm happy he – I saw Maurice Claret out there. He was parlaying it. I'm happy for him as well. I'm happy for Chip. I saw something online where he was a coordinator at 26. That was his first coordinator job, and he's 61 now. And this is his first college football title, so that's incredible. They deserve to win it all. After the Michigan game, they were the most dominant team by far in college. Even when we beat them, I knew that was a squeak win. We should not have beaten them. And probably our life in our path would have been better if we would have lost to them and or Wisconsin and or Penn State. But it didn't happen. I mean, congratulations, undefeated team that just gets bounced in your first playoff game.
Congratulations on that. Okay. I can't wait to see, what are you going to do for the Super Bowl? What's Mark Zuckerberg got you doing for the Super Bowl?
I don't know. I have no plans yet. We'll see how it goes. They said they're doing something. We're going to try to work it out.
Who do you think's going to the Super Bowl now that the conference championships are set? By the way, just quick, Trista is in the Atlanta airport, and her connection is fighting for her life right now. So it's the weather's tough. Like, TK does not miss.
Really bad?
It's not
Hold
the
on.
Best, but it's.
Hold
it's,
on, let me get my internet. Let me leave this. Let me come right back. I'm gonna come
okay,
right
she,
back.
She's she gonna call us back.
I'm gonna call you back.
TK gonna call us back. She gonna try to get the internet right, and then. She's going to click a few buttons, and she's going to join the free Wi-Fi, so all of her data is going to be hacked by all of the people in the Atlanta airport. And, of course, Atlanta's a massive airport. And I'm just looking at her, and I can tell you guys can't see this. She froze. Like, you can't see it. We could see it at the screen below. It's like,
I don't know why it freezes crack me up.
I don't know why they're funny. But
there he is.
But they are. They're funny every time. The only person who doesn't laugh at him is James, because he doesn't laugh at anything.
Oh, James be crosses two sticks.
James freezing is very, very funny. But yeah, make sure you're following Trista. I'm sure you already are. But if you're not, make sure you're following Trista across all of her accounts. She brought great, great coverage of the national championship last night. And I'm anxious to see what she thinks about the Super Bowl now that the conference games are set with the Chiefs versus the Buffalo Bills, and I think her Commanders versus well, the
she was in attendance for at least one game.
Well, she was.
Yeah,
her might be a stretch. Her Commanders might be a stretch, but I feel like the Super Bowl champions coming out of the AFC.
I think so, too.
You laid out the flaws with the Eagles. I don't think the Commanders are there yet. I love Jaden, but I think the best team in football is probably going to come from the AFC.
I think the Bills can be got. The Chiefs.
By the Commanders or Eagles?
Or by the Chiefs? Here's the carousel. Like, I think the Commanders can win it all. I think they can win it all.
Okay,
I think they can play with the Chiefs. I think they can play with the Bills.
And by the way, we shouldn't gloss over. They beat the crap out of Detroit.
Oh, they laid the.
That was, down. I mean, that was beautiful. Not a hater, down. But that was beautiful.
Yeah, they laid the smack down. Tristan,
we good?
Well, yeah, you're 4K now.
Oh, okay. It was the Centurion Lounge, the MX Lounge Wi-Fi wasn't connected, so we
had only platinum members get in there. Only platinum
everybody can get in there.
Let me see you. We see you. So,
what was the question?
I asked you what you were going to do at the Super Bowl, and then asked you who would be at the Super Bowl now that the conference championships are set.
I'm rolling with Jaden again.
Okay.
I'm going to continue to roll with Jaden.
Okay.
It feels like Mac. I've been talking about it ever since. I got bounced in the Survivor pool when they lost, or when Cincinnati lost to the Commanders. I was like, wow, that was, I want to say they were like 9.5-point underdogs. The way in which he did it was just so remarkable. And that was one of seven of those that we've seen, right? And it just feels like not only do they have the talent to do it, everybody believes that they can. It doesn't matter what's going on in the game. They still feel super confident that, I mean, really, it's Mahomes-esque. Mm. It's the same confidence that all of Mahomes' teammates have in him. Mm-hmm. And the kid is a rookie. And you've got really a very complete offense. Defensively, that back end is a little bit suspect, but they did turn Jared Goff over a couple of times. So do I think that they can do it to a divisional rival? Absolutely. They beat Philly once already this year. So it's going to be tough to do in Philly, but Jalen Hurts doesn't look like himself. He's already been fighting through concussions, and now he had another knee injury last game. So anything can happen. And for this to be really just a local rivalry to go to New Orleans is phenomenal. So I like DC. And then I'm going to give it to the Chiefs again, because that's just what the Chiefs do, right? I hope I'm wrong. I'm rooting for Buffalo. I'm really rooting for a fan base to be able to get their first Super Bowl win, or at least to have a Super Bowl appearance to be able to get there. So I think I'm going to go Kansas City and the Commanders, which will probably not be a great Super Bowl. It feels like Kansas City would look at them and be like licking their chops.
See, I think so. Oh, man. There's a carousel going on here with, like, the matchups, right? So I'm not sure if Washington has enough to beat Philly in Philly. And the one thing that worries me, this is where we do agree, Dame, is can Washington slow down Saquon? Mm-hmm. If they can slow down Saquon, I'm confident they'll win. Like, if you told me Saquon had 112 yards rushing, mm-hmm. oh, yeah, Washington won that game. Because mm-hmm. Jalen Hurts, I don't believe he's going to do enough in the air to beat them. But Saquon. And I don't know if Washington's defense is good enough.
Jalen up in the air right now. Yeah. Just in a very different way.
I get high. Yeah. But, like, Philly may, they'll be the favorites in that one. But I don't think Philly has a chance in hell against Kansas City. Like, I think Kansas City would be licking their chops going up against that Eagles offense. Whereas if Philly went up against Buffalo, I'd give them a little bit more of a chance, because I don't know if Buffalo could stop the run because of some of the things I saw against Derrick Henry, right? There's just a number of different things going on right now. These two games specifically, I think Buffalo and Washington can win those games on the road. I think they can. Kansas City, the defense is crazy. They'd have to do something offensively that I haven't seen them do all year. At some point, we got to say, like, their offense just isn't that explosive. Like, it can be had. Mm-hmm. And I think Buffalo has a good shot to be able to win that game.
Okay. Okay, I'm with it.
Man. Are you not gonna speak, Damian? Like,
I thought he was addressing you, not me.
You're the guest.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, no one cares what I think.
My bad. No, I agree.
It's all good.
No, we all care what you. This is a. We don't do the whole like you then me. You know, we all kind of like. We all just kind of chop it up, Damian. You know the drill.
I'm new here.
What do you think? I don't. You're new.
Yeah. Well, you getting?
I like the cardigan. What's that? That's the mohair again.
No, this isn't. This
it's
is
the mohair.
A good look.
No, it is a good look. It's not. I don't think this is the mohair. It's just fuzzy, but. I don't know.
Yeah,
I like the way it looks on camera.
Cardigans are a great winter.
I like the way it looks on camera. I don't love the way it looks in person. I think I wore the wrong pants with it. I've been uncomfortable all day. I'm not a fan of what I'm wearing.
What color pants do you?
They're like gray, but it was just whack. I should have wore like black essential sweats or something. It would have been better. I missed. It was a miss.
I don't know what this guy talking nice. About now?
It's a miss. A miss.
Yeah.
Heavy miss.
Yeah. Are you are you headed home then what? Because we got All-Star game coming up.
Well,
we got things happening coming up.
I think I'm gonna go to All-Star. I'm pretty sure I'm gonna go. I'm like 60%. If I don't go to Super Bowl, then for sure I will go to All-Star.
Well, if you go to All-Star, I need to get my stuff in. I'm hanging with Tristan because I know we're gonna be in like. These spots.
The Centurion Lounge.
Listen, I know that Meta's got some stuff popping. They said if I'm there, you know, we'll be able to roll through.
And plus us two. As a
trio, yeah, we can take.
Yeah, plus two. Plus two. I would, yeah, for sure. Guys,
sorry,
guys,
Kyle.
Can I toot my own horn for a second really fast?
Yeah, you could put us on
can
hold.
Can I toot my own horn for a second?
Oh, yeah, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. So on Threads. And you know me, I don't like to love to brag. I feel very uncomfortable, but this is like just a great stat. So on Threads, the Meta's version of what Twitter is, I grew 12,000 followers since I touched down in Atlanta. Mm. In it, like, so in the last 4 days, and in the last 30 days, We've had over 105 million views.
Wow.
We have talked about this
for months. Will you teach me your ways?
Yes. Yes. You have to, though. The key is, and it's hard because I'm also a culprit of this.
I know what you're going to say. I know exactly what you're going
to
say.
You really have to actually do it. You have to be consistent.
Like you have to do it a lot.
It's like you have to think about it like you're going to the gym. And it's like, I don't really want to do it. And maybe I'm not going to see any results today. But in 90 days, if you continue to do the things that you do in the gym, but you do it for social media, you will see results.
You post a lot. Like, I was like, man, I always see Trista. It's like, wait a minute. This story happened like an hour ago. Trista literally just made this video. Yeah. Gotta post more.
Yeah, it's that's the thing. And once you do it, you can't really go on and off. So that's why I'm not pressing you. But so if we do, maybe we'll figure out a way to all do All-Star together. That would be good. I'm going to go back. I'm going to try to make my mom's cataracts appointment. She's been ducking it. So she needs to do that. I need to unpack. I still haven't unpacked all my stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of bizarre to have my car in her driveway and my clothes in there. It really hasn't set in that I live there now. Mm-hmm. This is where there is no out. There's no place for me to go. There's no home, like house. If my mom's listening, this is no shade to you, mom. I'm so excited. I'm very happy. Like, she's happy. Everything's good, but it is still very surreal. Mm-hmm. And so there's, I finally have my bedding on the bed. I came out when my car came out, but it's just trying to find a way to like make it feel my own. And right now it doesn't quite feel like that.
Hmm. You'll get there.
Yeah. Take a little time. Good
daughter though. Still a good daughter.
How long have you actually like been there? Cause you've been traveling. So like, how have you been like, how many days have you been there?
I got there on a Friday night, and then I left the following Friday for Atlanta. So I was there 6 days. Hmm. That's it.
So, yeah, you,
like, and then I came here and then I'll go back. So it's been almost no time at all.
Well, safe travels home.
Is this internet bad?
No, you're good.
It's internet bad, isn't it?
No, you're good.
Okay. Because the delays have been a little weird. Like, this... Damien, you're weird today.
I'm weird today?
You're weird today.
Man.
Yeah, you're weird today. I'm the one in the lounge talking at an 8.
Yeah.
What they
know, you're talking more like a 6.5.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What they serving in there?
You think so?
Yeah.
Oh, we got some mashed potatoes. We got some green beans. We got some baked chicken, like teriyaki chicken.
Oh, hey, I'm not gonna lie. I ain't even gonna gas you guys on it. Those things are game changers. I went into one of them lounges.
Oh, them
the
little thing that gets you in
the
Centurium lounge. Yeah, those things are game changers,
bro. Like that's.
That's why why you pay for it. That's why it's not a free credit card.
Number one, it's like, I ain't trying to travel any other type of way. And then I just want to start going places just so I can go to the lounge. I'll fly from here to Stockton. Let me be in the lounge for 2 hours.
This lounge is really nice, too. There's like a lot of indoor-outdoor trees and stuff. You can see the outside, not just the tarmac, which I'm seeing now, but you can see like they've got a little patio. You can hang out outside there. I actually had to go on a wait list. It's so many people here coming from the national championship. I had to be on a wait list for like 30 minutes. And you could only come in 3 hours before your flight. So I got in like right at 3 hours before the flight. Had a little water, had a little tea, little snacks. We set.
Yeah, my flight leaving 9 p.m. I'm getting there at noon.
Those things are super game changers in big airports like the one TK is in right now.
Yeah,
super game changers in the big airports. Okay, sorry for being weird today, Trista. I'm not
Yeah, married. Be better. Like, why? What is it, the pants?
It might be the pants.
What is it, the braids?
It could be. Safe travels home. All right. We'll see you
Love
next
y'all.
Tuesday.
All Take right. care, TK.
I'll be back.
See you next week. Bye.
All right, Trista Crick, we'll come back. We've got
something about the playoffs, Scott. Say something else about the playoffs.
NFL playoffs? Yeah, because I want to laugh at Detroit a little bit because I feel like I called that like 15 weeks ago and y'all didn't believe me.
What did Detroit
do? Well, they didn't do anything. But also, it seems there was no question where Ben Johnson was going.
Because
that happened pretty quick.
Yeah.
What's that mean for your boy? Brady and the Raiders. We'll talk about that. Steelo and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino, on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Why can't KC ever make it back before the break ends? Like, he literally can never make it.
He's just when he steps on the court, he's ready to go. That's it.
He moves at a speed.
He moves at KC speed, but that's it's just like he said. It's just like when it's game time, he's just ready to go.
Yeah, that's facts.
So you just live with it.
I know he had some thoughts on the NBA playoffs or the NFL playoffs.
And when he walks back real quick, too, like he says, oh, what's up? And you saw Ken. Like, what's up, Ken? Oh, hey, like just nonchalant. Like, just, hey, what's up, everybody?
Yeah, no, he's still talking.
Still chilling,
It's good. It's good. One speed and one speed only. And speed in which Ben Johnson was named the head coach of the Chicago Bears was lightning quick. Once Detroit got eliminated, I think Schefter, maybe Rappaport, one of those insider guys, kind of laid out the schedule of what Ben Johnson would have, and it's like, no, he doesn't. He's going to meet with Chicago. He's going to finalize his contract, and he's going to be the Chicago Bears head coach. And that, I think we all agreed, was the most appealing job for him and for any coach that was out there because the fact they have a franchise quarterback, and there's no question about it. Not only do you have a franchise quarterback, you have a young franchise quarterback who you still are kind of working to shape in the pro form a little bit. And the only thing that I think gave people a little question about where Ben Johnson would go is the Raiders had serious interest, was on the surface, isn't that big of a deal. Everybody had interest, but the Raiders now have this unique mouthpiece in Tom Brady. And Tom Brady was working really, really hard behind the scenes to get Ben Johnson to Las Vegas, and that wound up not happening. He's headed to Chicago like I think most of us thought he would to begin with. Again, because that was the best job available with the best quarterback available.
I thought the Raiders had a shot. I thought they had a real shot, you know, just from some of the things I was hearing.
I didn't. But it became clear, particularly late last week, they did.
Yeah. Or it was just talk.
Or it could have been that. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because like I said, to your point earlier, it seemed like the Bears were always the likely destination for Ben Johnson. And, you know, Ben, that's the premier coaching candidate, I think, on the market this offseason.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big get for the Bears. But we'll see what he could put together as a head coach now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It kind of reminded me a little bit of the way I felt mm-hmm. about Kyle Shanahan when he was the Falcons offensive coordinator. And I was convinced. I said, yo, this guy's going to be a good coach. I kind of get that same feeling with Ben Johnson. We'll see what actually comes about of the whole thing. But I think he's going to do a really good job in Chicago. It's a good hire for them.
Yeah. Definitely. And a tough ending for Detroit that had Super Bowl aspirations and were really just pounced on by the Washington Commanders. Of course, they have an entire roster full of guys on injured reserve and have for the better part of the last 9 to 10 weeks or so. But that'll be an interesting team to follow next year. I don't know. I hate to use the term window. I don't know how open that window was, mainly because, you know, I don't know how far Jared Goff can carry you year after year. Mm-hmm. And I think he was very, very good this year. Mm-hmm. And maybe he can just consistently be very, very good mm-hmm. for the rest of his career and never have to be, you know, never have to be the reason. Mm-hmm. Be a part of the reason, but never have to be the reason.
Right.
And if that's the case, hey, then salute. They've got years ahead of them. If not, though, I think they might be in a tougher spot than a team, say, like Baltimore.
I think their window's still pretty wide open because they're still a relatively young team. They draft well. You get your guys back from injury. Like Jared Goff's been to the Super Bowl before, like with a Rams team or whatever. Like you said, he's not going to be the reason, but he can be like one of the reasons why you get there too. He's not going to take you there, but he's not going to keep you from there, I don't think.
These last 2 years were tough. If I was a Lions fan, that's tough. They could have won a Super Bowl.
And is you mean tough the way that they lost?
Just tough, like your opportunity. Like you could have won the Super Bowl this year. You went 15-2 this year.
Yeah,
you had home field,
mm-hmm.
and you're out in the first game. That's
you had home field, and you picked Jello to perform it.
Yeah.
Tough.
It's an excuse, but
Eminem not there injuries, that day, or
injuries like, just what? Catch up to him.
No, that's not an excuse. That's real.
No, like, I think the injuries did catch it because I thought they were the best team in football for the majority of the year until they had to have.
I think it was
us three in the secondary.
Like, I can't remember who said the stat, but it was since week 14 they've had the worst defense in the league. I believe
that sounds about right, and that coincides with all the injuries. I mean that's the reality of the situation. Like if they had their first team defense out there, I'd probably feel a little different about the Lions going into the playoffs. But I thought they were good throughout the season. I thought they were the best team in the NFC throughout the season. And then I just kept seeing these guys drop like flies. And I was like, at some point, it's just not going to be, you're not going to have enough.
Can I tie these two things together real quick? Cause you brought up Kyle Shanahan. We were talking about Jared Goff. What is the impact of Ben Johnson being gone on Jared Goff?
It could be
like because that you
could be a lot.
You brought up Kyle, and I don't think Jared Goff and Jimmy Garoppolo are even remotely close to the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But the dramatic fall off between Kyle Shanahan, Jimmy Garoppolo, and non Kyle Shanahan, Jimmy Garoppolo is insane.
Mm-hmm.
What's the fall off, if any, for Jared Goff with Ben Johnson being gone?
And
that could tell the story of where they go moving
forward. Massive.
Yeah.
It could be massive. There, you know, there. I think a lot of the times the coordinators and everything, I still want the coaches. I still want the players. You know what I'm saying? Like the coordinators, they matter or whatever. But majority of the time, like it's kind of – pick and play. Like you just fill in the coordinator if you have the talent and the head coach there. But in this case, I think Ben Johnson was a big key with what was going on in Detroit. And I'm like you, like I put it in there because that's usually what's, but the windows are window. Like it's, I don't think windows close. like I say with the 49ers and other teams, windows with that specific group of players, yeah, maybe that might have closed. But that doesn't mean you can't go get new players. That doesn't mean you can't get guys that help you get over the top or anything like that. But I do think this was a crucial 2 years for the Lions.
Mm.
Crucial 2 years. You don't get too many of these opportunities where you're like, no, we're it's not even everything breaking right. Like, we're one of the best teams in football.
Mm-hmm.
We can stake the claim to, like, being a Super Bowl contender.
Mm-hmm.
They had two, and they had 1 year where everything was there for them outside of the injuries, and they didn't get it done. Like, for instance, I don't know if they get back to this next year. That doesn't mean they can't win, but they're not going to be the number one seed next year.
They don't have to be.
They don't have to be, but that's usually your best chance.
It's just a different road.
They may not get a home game next year.
It's just a different road. Like, they didn't get to the to me, all of that doesn't matter. They didn't even get to the conference championship.
Well, that's why it's so.
I mean, we could talk about making the road easier. None of that matters if they get to the conference championship next year. It doesn't matter.
You're right, but just how we're presenting it. If I'm talking to you, if I'm like Jared Goff, got to win three road games to get to the Super Bowl.
It's fine.
I think you can do it. I think we're being a little harsh on them right now.
It's fine. Well, no, I don't think we're being harsh.
Three road games to get to the Super Bowl.
He's fine. He's a fine quarterback. And he's it wasn't just him that lost on Sunday. Like, Ben Johnson wasn't great either. Had his wide receiver throwing passes in the fourth quarter. Like, Ben Johnson was just as much to blame in that one. Like, Jared Goff has won playoff games for the Rams and all that. Like, he's not just some guy. He's not Sam Darnold. He's a good quarterback.
Why'd you say it like that?
Sam Darnold is a one-hit wonder.
Man.
Like, Jared Goff has been good for multiple years. Like, they'll be fine. They'll be just fine next year.
Yeah.
They'll make the playoffs. They'll probably win the division again.
They might not, though.
They will. I'll say right now. I'll guarantee you. The Lions will win the division next year.
But it doesn't matter whether they if they get to the playoffs, can they advance?
Yeah, if they're healthy and they're not decimated by injuries like they were this year, yes.
Like, you don't have to have the path doesn't have to be the same. The road doesn't have to be the same. Like, it can all be different and be
it absolutely.
If you have your guys there are healthy, but there's a 15-2 team out there and you're, you know, whatever other record you are.
It absolutely can, but you talk about all their guys and all that offense. What if they got to go to Philly and play in that snow? That's negated. Like, this was your shot. I'm not saying it's your shot forever, but this was your shot where you were in your
– But I don't think this was their shot. They lost so many guys along the way. I don't know that this was their shot. Maybe entering it, maybe going into the season, you feel like, guys, we've got everything. And then maybe, you know, four injuries in, hey, we're okay. Seven injuries in. Hey, guys, let's rally and come together. We're 12 goddamn injuries into this thing. Just do what we can.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they did. They kind of just did what they could. I think the way they got bum rushed yesterday was the thing that was most surprising. Yeah. Like, they got.
Yeah, that defense.
That was quick.
That defense didn't stand a chance.
And that's where so many of the injuries are. We got to go to break. It's my bad. We'll come back. I know you had a couple of more thoughts on football. We'll talk about that, and then we'll get back to the Sacramento Kings, who look to make it seven straight at home against the Golden State Warriors tomorrow. We already got people banging down our door to join the show. We'll tell you what that's all about when D'Lo and Casey return here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Sky River Casino is a great place to go with all your winnings from Prize Picks, baby.
That's right. That's right, man. Big ups to Prize Picks. You know, I don't know if you caught this. Maybe I'm just breaking news. But Prize Picks, they've announced their free square.
Talk about
their free square,
sir,
for the NFC Championship game.
Yep.
Jaden Daniels needs only half a passing yard. And you get that free square.
That's it.
You get that and another one, you won you some money, man. So I'm definitely taking that Jaden Daniels free square. You're going to need that free play because, well, actually might not need it because I took a couple. I lost a couple on my lineup, but I still won over the weekend.
Okay.
I had lost for about 2 weeks straight. I've now won four in a row.
Okay.
And they've had some, you know, some people who didn't make the mark on there. So that's the good thing about Prize Picks. You could get 3 out of 5 and still get a couple of dollars. Even more importantly than that, not lose your money. You know, that's the most important thing. So You get Jaden Daniels, they're giving you one right there. He's got the NFC Championship pick ready to go. Prize Picks, put in that promo code KIFM. You get free $50 once you put in your first $5 lineup. That's the promo code KIFM to get $50 instantly on your first $5 lineup. Must be present in certain states. Prize Picks, run your game.
You had, we were talking about Ben Johnson, the Lions, so forth. We want to get back to the Sacramento Kings. You had a couple of other things on the playoffs, question mark?
Yeah, so a couple of interesting things. Number one, mm-hmm. Houston loses to Kansas City. And I was listening to Bomani Jones on the drive back. I had to go to Fresno yesterday. Shout out.
Oh, wow.
Happy belated birthday to my mother-in-law. We love you, Mimi. Big ups, big ups. And he talked about how Houston professional football has not been to a conference final in almost 40
plus years. You're framing it that way because we're talking Texans, Oilers.
Texans and Oilers, and there was 5 years in between the two.
Sure.
And they haven't won a conference championship in eons, but they haven't even been to a conference championship since the 1980 playoffs where they got thrashed.
Wow.
They're 0-6 in the divisional round as the Texans. I think the Oilers might have been 0-4, 0-5 or something like that in a divisional round.
Wow.
So Houston professional football, tough. Then the other thing I thought about, where it was all the rave on Saturday, and I'm not, look, I guess I just still believe in Santa Claus. I do not believe the games are fixed. I don't believe there's preferential treatment or anything. But how many times have the Chiefs been on the other end of a controversial call? Kind of seems like never. Kind of seems like never. If there's controversy going on, they always seem to be on the right side of it.
The games aren't fixed, and I don't think they're directly trying to like fix it from our homes or anything like that, but we know like the NFL caters to the quarterback and all that, so like it's not crazy to think Mahomes might get some leeway as far as like roughing the passer, like all that stuff.
Unless you're Jared Goff, then play on.
Yeah, Jared Goff, you're not making me no money here.
Yeah, if you're Lamar Jackson, play on.
A hip drop and out of bounds too.
Play on, but let two defenders run into each other around Patrick Mahomes. Flag. I'm just saying. They never seem to be on the negative side of these things.
So, okay, so help me out. Like, what are we saying? It's a coincidence? Preferential treatment? Star treatment?
I'm going to say
he getting the Michael Jordan. I believe you, Michael. He getting that treatment? Like, what is it?
I'm going to say, me personally, I'm going to say it's a coincidence.
Huh.
Because I just choose to believe in Santa Claus, I guess. But
I think it's a league-wide issue. The quarterback is protected too much.
I think there's a lot of different things at play. That maybe there is a Patrick Mahomes preference to protect.
Mm-hmm.
I also think quarterbacks who scramble are at a disadvantage. They're not officiated the same way. You mentioned mm-hmm. Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson is not officiated the same way that Patrick Mahomes is. He's not officiated the same way. Certainly not. I know you got your joke off because of the one particular, but he's not officiated the same way Jared Goff is.
Mm-hmm.
Cam Newton wasn't. Cam Newton used to get concertoed by Edge and Christian in the middle of a game, and they wouldn't throw a flag.
Yeah,
like I think the big. I mean, it used to happen to Ben Roethlisberger too. Bigger quarterbacks, guys that move around a little bit, they're just not officiated the same.
Mm.
Mahomes just might have the Michael Jordan level of treatment. Mm-hmm. I don't know what level of judgment is used. Like what? Not judgment. That's the wrong. But like the guys ran into. They did hit Patrick Mahomes, and they did hit him in the head. Was it a penalty though?
Like where's the point where we're playing football here?
Yeah, yeah. Is it? There's a difference, I think, between hitting a player and like oh, he hit him.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's not the same. Like a target, like
right.
He hit him in the head, or they ran into each other and it hit Patrick Mahomes in the head.
Right.
Like those aren't the same thing. And I think that's what ultimately happened with Mahomes over the weekend. But it's Mahomes. It's the Chiefs. It's going to get a massive level of attention.
And then you have I don't know the sequence of when it happened, but I think it was afterwards when Mahomes is on the sidelines flopping, trying to get another call.
Nasty work.
Come on, man. Come on. This is why I said way back in week whatever when he played the Niners and he was tiptoeing the sidelines, you lay his
Facts.
Ass out.
Hit him
you
for real.
You lay his ass out. You don't want to play this game because people can get hurt. I don't want anybody to get hurt.
We're not saying Greg Williams the guy.
Yeah, and at this point, the stakes are too high. You don't want to do it in the playoffs. But week four, I get any shot on Patrick Mahomes, I'm laying this. You want to do that? All right. You're going to get hit. You are going to get hit, period. But that's not the way the game is played. They protect him. I think the Chiefs are – they're champions without any calls, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Like, they're a championship-level team. They don't need that.
Yeah, CJ Stroud hit the deck like six times in that game, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Not why.
They're champions. But I just look at it, and that, like I said, it's the nature of the beast, I guess. They never seem to be on the other end of it. The other thing about the Chiefs is this is the seventh straight conference championship.
Goodness gracious.
What?
That's insane.
Dynasty.
That is insane.
We are living through right now.
Can he ever be better than Brady, even though Brady beat him in the Super Bowl?
I said no after that Super Bowl.
Because they went head to head. They went head to head, and like Brady got him. Brady was the old one in that one too.
Yeah, I don't know. It's almost like for me, it's almost like LeBron and Mike. Like LeBron don't need seven championships for me to think he's better than Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he doesn't need seven. He doesn't even need six.
Clip this.
I got it.
Yeah, we'll be clipping.
Thank you. I just want to make sure.
Don't worry about what we're working on.
What are we
talking about?
Did I say he was better than Michael Jordan? No.
Hold on. We're not clipping anything. I'm clipping. Okay?
There's no we in
this.
I'll
let you know what I'm clipping.
I just want to know for what. I don't know why. That's like me saying, hey, Odyssey team, are we clipping that? Like, why would we? Well, just like that. Why would we? I didn't say anything.
I'm talking to my producer.
Yeah, what are you so angry for?
Worked up for? Man.
But, I mean.
I don't believe you, Mike, but if you said it happened, it did.
At the time.
We need to get that on the board, too.
We do.
That's good. I believe you, Mike.